international organizations, including WTO. Russia deprives Ukraine's economy, especially its most vulnerable actors, namely micro, small and medium enterprises, comprising 99% of all business entities and providing 74% of all jobs, from its right to development through trade. The impact of Russia's war on financial performance of companies varies significantly based on sector and region. Only 9% of companies indicated that they had no financial losses. It speaks volumes that on average the financial loss due to Russia's full-scale invasion is $227,000 per company. 8 out of 10 companies have felt the impact of power outages. 85% of all small and medium enterprises in Ukraine have been significantly affected by Russia's war. They are constantly facing the challenges of disruption of traditional supply chains and distribution channels, power outages, rise of commodity prices, lack of financing and qualified personnel. This contributes a lot into their inability to make long-term development plans due to unpredictable nature of the operational environment. According to the results of an open-ended survey on impact of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, only 15% of respondents reported no impact on their business. What is more, women entrepreneurs in Ukraine are deprived of their ability to study and continue their business operations. Thus, we call on the international community and Human Rights Council mechanism to take a clear stance on the economic consequences of Russia's full-scale invasion and to join collective efforts to eliminate them. I thank you.
Thank you. Pass the floor to the representative of the Organization of Nanjing World Youth Development Service Center.